Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at Wix.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. It is Old School on The Ticket. Austin Orman here. No Jay Foreman today. That's all right. We got DP in the house, brought to you as always by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop. Three Lincoln locations and one here in Omaha as well. DP, welcome in to Old School. If you had to guess, it's been a while since I've been into the Mercado. It's been too long. If you had to guess, would the Mercado stock some manwich?
Oh, it is above in principle, but
it's all about good food, good friends, good times.
I have very few regrets in life, but the fact that there has never been a manwich store or restaurant, like if somebody really wanted to just get super rich, just make the decision to publicly make and sell manwiches. And I don't mean just regular sloppy Joe.
You mean a manwich?
I mean, from the can, you need the can. I don't know what's in the Harrison and I were talking about it. I don't know what's in what the ingredients of a manwich can are. But what I understand is it created bonds that still have not been broken some 30, 40 years later.
And has the manwich exited the system 30 or 40 years later?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't know what. Like, and somebody would come along and create the perfect manwich bun, which, again, million-dollar idea for anybody that wants to go through, right? Something that would seal, and they do the Sloppy Joe Hot Pocket, but it's not a manwich Hot Pocket.
The Sloppy Joe Hot
Pocket. It's a Sloppy Joe Hot Pocket, so it's different. But if somebody created the perfect size bun for manwich, now, it's still going to be sloppy because the essence of the Sloppy Joe still has to exist. But the right amount of manwich to hamburger bun is different than any other combination. And I met a blasphemer once who said that they did not have enough money to get hamburger buns for the manwich. And I made the face you just made.
What are you talking about?
Because I said there should be a public fund available for anybody who's going to buy manwich and doesn't have enough money to buy the hamburger bun.
You need the basic white hamburger bun.
You have to go in. Don't sesame seed it.
No.
Like, you don't have to
don't
go
Kaiser
upstairs.
It.
Nope. Don't do any of that. Regular
Wonder Bread.
Get the 8-pack of hamburger buns, but you probably need 1 8-pack per pound of hamburger.
Okay.
Because 2 pounds is too much for the 8 buns.
So you're between like that 2 ounces of
it's
fish?
There's an interesting measurement that needs to happen, what the proper amount of manwich per bun should be. Right? And then the proper chip to go with it. Don't coleslaw with it. Don't do that. You can do that with barbecue. Don't do that with the manwich. The manwich requires Lay's ruffled thick, the thick chip.
Okay.
Because
not kettle, not bake.
No. You don't need none. Don't do that.
Don't class it up.
Don't do that. Lay's thick bran, so that if you get fancy, you can slide one potato chip on top of the slop, on top of the manwich for the crunch, right? And the crunch is victorious. It is a celebration and salutation. It is the calling of bros all over America. frat brothers will find you wherever you are just from the sound of biting into a manwich with a potato chip nearby. They celebrate. It is a celebration of greatness. It's my brother. You are my brother. I don't even know you, but
brethren,
you are my brother.
We have some responses on this, DP.
Okay.
8324 says bold style for the win.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
7092 says use cheesy garlic bread. Cook it 3/4 of the way, smash down the middle, fill it with manwich, then finish cooking the bread.
Toast the bread. I would allow a full toasting of said bread. Not necessary, but I understand what you were working with.
That is the frat bro that leveled up.
Right. Like he's gonna be on the board. You know how they have at a frat, they have the brothers and then you have the officers.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the board. Like he's somewhere in there. He decided, he told them that they could charge 25 cents extra at the kegger and and raised enough money for the new signage outside of the building.
Cheese slice or not?
Okay. Not necessary. Not for the manwich.
Frowned upon?
I'm not gonna kick you out of the room. I'm gonna side eye because it means that you make questionable decisions. That person is gonna sleep with. He's gonna leave that party that night with somebody he has no business leaving with. He's gonna do extra just because, bruh. You had the perfect one. You had the perfect one. You had the one you could take the football game the next day. You had right. The one that you could be seen with in broad daylight on a Saturday. Nope. He picked the one 3 o'clock Sunday morning. That's the person who puts cheese on the manwich. And I'm not mad at you.
Pickles.
No, sir.
That's pickles. Barbecue.
Yeah, that's barbecue. That is brisket. That's a whole other conversation. Whole other conversation. Manwich is so unique to it. In its presentation, delivery, and its brotherhood. It's not necessary.
Chad says, my family, my friends, make manwich nachos.
See?
Using Ruffles, shredded cheese, jalapenos, and here's the dangerous part, DP, et cetera.
Chad, no et cetera, but everything else, you are my family. We are coded by DNA. That is a level of greatness. This is how great things happen in America. That Chad and his family, and shout out to the forefathers, Chad, because they left you with some greatness. They left you with some things that, quite frankly, make America better. And we are here for it. I salute you.
Speaking of nachos, big shout out to our friends at Tipsy Tina's. Came through with the barbacoa nachos.
Barbacoa
today.
Nachos.
Shout out.
Full discussion.
Well done.
Okay. So, Austin, you have to make the perfect nacho plate. And you have to do it in order. So this is from the Harrison Arnn School. There is an order to the nacho preparation and layering. Chips, are the chips toasted or not?
If I order them from somewhere else, yes, please toast them. If I'm making them at home, I am not putting them in the oven or the microwave.
Why? Don't they deserve it? You're creating a masterpiece, Austin Orman. Your signature on it. This is the signature Austin nacho. This is the Orman nacho for the Hall of Fame. And if you tell me that because you are not willing to toast those nacho chips, you are denying America a level of greatness that you are capable of.
I can toast them if you want them toasted.
Thank you.
I can do it.
Now, what's next on the nacho?
Meat. Preferably hamburger.
Okay.
Seasoned with taco seasoning.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm going next.
You get the point back. You get the point back.
Okay.
You just got the point back, right, for the taco
and
seasoning.
Preferably ground beef.
Yep.
For ease, because it's nachos we're talking about
winning,
here.
Winning.
Okay.
Keep going.
Then I go with a little white onion.
Okay.
Sprinkle over top.
Okay. Now, you know I'm not an onion guy, but I'm not. You don't lose points for that.
Okay.
You don't lose points for that.
Then that's when I go with the cheese. Preferably like a little three cheese blend.
So there's a deduction because you put the cheese after the onion.
Yeah, I like the cheese as my top layer, and I might sprinkle some like chive or something.
But that would be the point, that if you're going to, because you have to think about if you have leftovers, how you're going to reheat them.
Indeed.
Requires the cheese and
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Chip connection. They have to connect in order for it to be full.
To work.
To be complete, right? You have.
But this is where my philosophy is a little different, because of the reason that I'm not toasting/microwaving the chip is because I would rather throw everything in a bowl, eat the chips out of the bag.
See, but
and
I,
then dip.
You, you can make the dip. You can make the 7-layer dip and chip and dip the chip. Dip chippers have their own room.
I'm in that room.
You're in that room. Do you have your own chair?
I'd like a chair.
You cannot dip, chip, and share. You must dip, chip, and be isolated into yourself, into your own. You become an island into your own. You cannot cross dip. Do not cross dip. That
makes sense to me.
Please don't. Because I don't. Your layer and their layer, then the blended layer becomes a whole other item. We don't want to do that.
5029 says leftovers. What you talking about?
Well, here's the thing. Because Harrison, the discussion was that when you put them in the oven, how many chips do you put on the aluminum foil? And is it enough? Do you just now make, does the cookie sheet become the taco plate? Right?
There is a discussion.
Right? And because then that determines, because otherwise then you have to portion the amount of chips in the middle of the cookie plate, of the sheet. But you don't want, because then it could spread, cheese could run. Mm-hmm. It could end up on the aluminum foil. Cheese, melting cheese on the aluminum foil is a party foul.
Garner says, this is all wrong. Chips toasted, then nacho cheese, then leftover chili, then shredded cheese, sour cream, diced onions, jalapeno, sweet chili, lime seasoning on top.
Come on and go to the Hall of Fame. Come on and go to the Hall of Fame. Talk your trash. Go ahead. Who's that?
That was Garner.
Garner, go ahead and talk your piece, man. That man is a master. That man has taken the master's class. He's got a mastery in nachos. And then the rule of nacho. And this, I quote from the great professor from the movie. Jack Black was in the movie. I forget. It's California movie. Orange County, maybe. Mm. And they're sharing nachos. Except at one moment, some nachos get stuck together. But they're alternating. So you take a chip and dip. He takes a chip and dip. But Jack Black gets a handful, but they're stuck together. And he goes, bruh, no party foul. If they're stuck together, it's one nacho.
How it works. That's how it works. Let's see here. Eric and Lincoln, there's a special place in the room for cross dipping and double dippers.
It really, these are the people who do the full Michael Jackson dance, and they make the EE sound out loud. Like those people. Like you just go, okay. These are the people who go to church ball with knee pads and elbow pads.
Mm.
Those people.
At least they don't have the headband.
Oh, the headband. You know the headband was happening. Matter of fact, they might. Fair enough. They wear a mouth guard.
Oh yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah. David. Shout out, David. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Saving Silverman. Great call. That is the movie. Yes.
Cheese goes on the meat for proper melting.
Yes.
And then we can get back to Manwich here, because we have some more comments on that.
Sir, let's go.
Manwich in Doritos is the best.
Oh, see, this is a young man that was in a fraternity. He was in
David,
a fraternity.
Fraternity.
He was in a fraternity because the guy staying in the dorms or in the apartments just had regular chips.
Mm.
The frat bros, they had the house mom get the nacho cheese Doritos.
Garage Jeff says you got to scoop up the meat droppings with the wavy chips, like you said up at the beginning.
See, this is when you're amongst the elite. This is how society should be separated. But this is how you know who the greats are, really are. That's spectacular.
1809 says add one spoonful of pork and beans to your manwich.
Sir, show me your papers. The nachos, listen, the man with citizenship, we need your passport. We need to see it. Who allowed pork and beans in the building?
Who allowed 1809 did, whoever that is.
Who allowed pork and beans in the building? Right? No, they're not allowed in the house during manwich season. And it's a full season. It's a full manwich season is its own time. It's Festivus, right? It is Festivus. And then if you add pork and beans to it, you end up on the list. You know what, where Daddy Costanza tells you, my list of grievances. Well, pork and beans is on the, it's at the top of the list of grievances.
Derek and Carr is throwing onion and pickles on his.
No pickles. No pickles.
Rustin is saying cheese from a block is better than pre-shredded cheddar and Monterey Jack.
See, the difference between the Heisman winner and Ndamukong Suh. And you're not wrong either. But the pre-shredded, and if it's a three cheese pre-shredded,
maybe a little taco seasoning in there if you get the right stuff.
The difference is the Heisman winner shreds the cheese themselves. They care that much. They'd love that much to take the three cheeses, shred them themselves. It's measured. It's fully measured, right? And the right proportion of each cheese. Mm-hmm. You can't get sloppy. You just can't. You just can't cheese willy-nilly. You have to have, there has to be purpose to the cheesing. And cheesing is a thing.
It is. It is. Officially. Officially, you heard it here first if you hadn't heard it before. 8324 is back. Leftover manwich has always become a dip for me. Reheat it, scoop it up with chips. But what chips, 8324? What chips?
Dip. You know the Frito
the scoops?
The scoops?
Yeah.
Scoops. There it is.
Scoops. There Scoops. It is.
Oops, Scoops. There it is.
Shim says what's even better than nacho cheese Doritos is the taco flavored Doritos as the base.
See, this is the person who tips for the champagne bottle in the champagne room. The person who tips, not the person who buys, the person who tips. This is who Shin is. This is who Shin is. Shin is the guy. You know what? You know what?
This is
for the effort, you know.
Let's see. Ryan P, all caps. Uh-huh. You are yelling at us through the text line. Sorry, yes. Heyman Jewelers text line.
Yes.
Hold up, DP. What is manwich season?
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Manwich season is the true crowning of brotherhood. It is truly the acknowledgement of other greatnesses, the accumulation of bro greatnesses in one room where you, independent, getting the quality of hamburger, ground beef. And you don't need 95%. Not for manwich. No. Sauce that the awesome sauce is in the extra percentage, right? Football season, fall baseball, NHL opening night, right? Where the first fight, the first dropping of the gloves in the NHL, manwich, right? Auburn, any rivalry game in college football?
Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl,
any bowl. Whoo, this is where you go, hey, Austin, manwich 30. Manwich 30. You know what time it is? Manwich 30.
Manwich 30.
You got to get it done. Anytime there's an accumulation, it's like faith and religion. Any house with manwich in it is a good house. Well, any season with manwich is manwich season.
Okay. It strikes me as kind of guys being dudes.
Yep.
Manwich is guys being dudes, which is where we get to this from Derek in a car. My wife hates manwich. It's too bad my kids were deprived.
Of course she does.
Buy her
a
staycation at a hotel in town and manwich it up for your children.
Send her to her sisters. Send her and then
get out of town. I got the kids. Take a weekend, honey.
Have a separate trash bag for all of the items to go into that you take to the neighbor's house before she gets home. There will be no proof that a manwiching happened. There will be no proof other than the smiles, pleasure, and the copious amounts of gas that will show up in that room.
then the kids got to be on the same page.
Oh, you have to.
Not, Dad, can we have manwich again?
Code it. Code it.
Dad, can we have those burgers again sometime?
Dad, you know what? Dad, Mom deserves a treat. Can we send her to the movies? Can we send her to the spa? Because whatever you spend at the spa is worth manwich time. It is just, it's worth it. It's worth it. Send her to the lead center. Send her to the Rococo. Send her somewhere so the kids know, uh-oh, hey, Austin.
Manwich 30.
Manwich Thursday.
Derek in the car also says he has done manwich runs us before.
See.
Is this where he loses you?
No. This is where a tear comes to my eye. Because he understands. Manwich is for the people. Manwich is for the people. Listen, we don't want our Slavic brothers to miss out on manwich. We do not want that for them. We want, you know what? Find the pastry, sir. Whatever pastry it is. And Runza, you're welcome. We're giving you this million-dollar idea just for us. But have your manwich month. Have your
manwich May?
Manwich month. Runza manwich. Just instead of putting whatever you put in there, manwich.
Seasoned ground beef and cabbage.
And that would be the one exception where Runza fries would be allowed.
Ooh, you're runs an onion rings guy?
I'm not an onion rings guy, but I understand.
Right, not an onion guy.
But I understand, and there is no party foul. Mm. I as a commissioner, as a man wishner, I think it would be a lot. Austin goes, hey, commissioner, we need an approval on runs the onion rings with the man wish. Sir, granted.
Not encouraged, but granted.
Granted, I will allow it. I'm like
meal ticket. One time, as a broke college student, I had a can of manwich and a pound of hamburger and some spaghetti. It actually turned out pretty good.
He was so popular. Tell me about the hot girlfriend you got after you put those two together. He was
hotter. The girlfriend of the gas.
He was the king. He was the king of the dorm because there are people. Yeah, in commercials where an aroma just wafts and then Bugs Bunny will be lifted by the aroma mm-hmm. and carried to mm-hmm. it. He had people just floating with their feet off the ground to his dorm room. And they didn't even know why. They go, sir, is this the place?
Okay, 0639, we need some clarification. Manwich hot dogs. Oh. Are we talking about like a chili dog, but with manwich instead of the chili? So, or are we talking a hot dog bun in manwich inside?
No, Austin.
What are we talking about?
This can either be classified as a man dog or a dogwich. And either way, it's in play.
Okay.
You've created for the sake of the greater good a hot dog. Falls in the budgetary mm-hmm. restraint
in the realm,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now it's all the same things that you have to deal with the nacho. The layering of said hot dog manwich.
Oh, that's Farley. Sorry, Farley. Your name's not in here.
Yeah. That's the thing you have to figure out, right? That with chili dogs, people will make they have a full discussion of where the mustard goes. Mm-hmm. Does the mustard go before the chili, directly on the hot dog? I know you're not a mustard guy.
Not mustard guy.
You're not a mustard guy. So that's out of the question for you. But there are people who put their mustard on top of the chili on the chili dog, which, Austin, that is where the original Three Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe face slap happened. That's literally the first time it happened in history. Moe. Mislayered his chili dog, and Larry was just like, Yahtzee. We will not have any of that, man. This is amazing.
A few more here. Cubsker manwich burritos were my go-to in high school.
See, just Austin, go with me here.
I'm with you. We're on the journey.
Go with me.
I'm buckled in.
Go with me here. That it's twofold. One, full authentic tortilla chip, tortilla.
Okay.
So full tortilla, heated.
Okay.
slightly heated, not overheated, but slightly heated. Man, which broken, crumbled potato chips.
Okay.
Tomato on top of it.
Like diced cubed tomato?
Or jalapenos if you so choose.
Okay.
And it is the one time that pickles would be allowed.
Okay.
Because if you're that person, we need to know you're an alien. We need to know that. Manwich burritos. Yes, sir.
There are apparently some aliens in Grand Island.
Oh,
Austin Hansen chimes in. Coney Island in Grand Island does it that way in business since the 30s with the mustard on top.
I'm not. You hear me. You hear me. You hear me. How many black people in Grand Island?
There got to be dozens, right?
There's your answer. Sometimes you need other people to tell you, hey, nah, dog. Really?
It blows my mind that you would even consider putting the mustard on top of the chili. Number one, mustard and chili does not strike me as the combo. You like mix the mustard in the chili. It's got to be like special. But to me, if you're going to do it, it's either bun, dog, condiment chili or bun, condiment, dog chili.
It is. Well, the condiment, the mustard can go on the bread, on the bun.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the hot dog, chili, cheese.
Yes, of course.
Right? It gets dicey if you put something between the heat and the cheese melt.
Yes.
So that's where the conflict happens. Mm. And people just do not understand it. They do not understand it. Heartburn for no reason. No such thing. We came for the heartburn. We showed up for the heartburn. We shall celebrate the heartburn.
Manwich X Tums, the collaboration we all knew we needed from the beginning. He's DP, I'm Austin. We'll keep something rolling next on Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here on Old School with Austin, Orman, DP. Big thanks to the folks at Heartland of Nebraska Windows for their sponsorship of this segment. Check them out online, heartlandofnebraskawindows.com. You can also call to learn more, 402-430-3852. Free estimates, full window replacements, all vinyl triple pane windows, and lifetime warranties on everything while keeping their prices affordable. Again, that's Heartland of Nebraska Windows. Check them out, heartlandofnebraskawindows.com. DP, Manwich is something I need to continue to get acquainted with.
Yes.
Something that I will probably never try.
Okay.
Was something that found itself in your path just about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Reese's peanut butter cups with the jelly inside.
See,
is this dessert after Manwich?
See, no, this is nothing after nothing. That never, like, if you've, okay, Austin, let's revert back to single Austin.
Okay.
All right. Are you allowed to talk about your crush before your wife? Like somebody that you had a crush on before you.
That was a while ago. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
While ago. Minute.
Yeah. Hot minute.
So if I said, I'll go back in the day, that there was somebody who I found to be perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found another perfect thing,
mm-hmm.
but I added it to the already perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong. The perfect is enough. It's the old commercial, Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you put chocolate in my peanut butter. No, you put peanut butter in my chocolate. Perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Been unmessed with for decades.
Finito.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
In the cup, in the Halloween pumpkin, perfect. In the Christmas tree. Doesn't matter.
Perfect. It's still
two ingredients.
Perfect.
Hershey's chocolate. Reese's peanut butter.
Perfect. Somebody from Reese's got into a marketing meeting and said, hey, I've got the next great thing. And everybody went, do tell, Johnny. And it was a Johnny.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a Johnny. Yeah. PB&J Reese's. Room silence. And everybody pondered their future. Because if you get it wrong, people get fired. Right? Because you're
like Johnny.
Right. Oh, Johnny is selling oranges right now. Because
you know what orange reminds him of? His job at Reese's.
Just to look at it, right? Just to look at the color and go, oh, I had the perfect job.
Mm-hmm.
I had a can't miss job. My job was to travel the country and convince people to buy Reese's.
It was a, I'd say cakewalk, it was a peanut butter cup walk.
Oh, he had the job of all jobs. He was, he could lose. He was making commissions for nothing. Like, people were buying his stuff he didn't even meet. And then Johnny said, let's add jelly. And I said, why? Why? So I was introduced to Reese's peanut butter and jelly candy. And I'm not triggered. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. That's the fair word. Reese's, I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in you. I thought you were better than that.
Do you have a preference for the regular size? Do you like the mini Reese's? Do you like the specialty, you know, not when the little brown wrapper ones?
Listen to me. If it is Reese's major, Reese's mini, Reese's in between, I'm cool with it. Round Reese's, square Reese's, long Reese's, I'm cool with it.
Reese's pieces?
Reese's pieces. You know what? You just like to spread out the joy. You're like, don't consume it all in one. Because now there's a whole nother class on Reese's cup consumption.
Okay. We're in school.
Traditional Reese's cup. Mm-hmm. Two in a pack.
Yep.
Two in a pack.
Yep. The little paper slider. Yep.
Three in a pack. You did something really good that day. Hopefully you walked an old lady across the street.
Right. And opened her front door for her. Maybe carried her groceries.
You carried your groceries. You told her how fine she looked in her old shoes. Like, you gave her all the compliments. Mm-hmm.
She told her friends about you at book club.
Like, literally, they invited you and they gave you a cookie.
Fresh, warm, out of the oven.
Right. Like, she,
you're in.
She went into her purse and gave you church candy. That's how good you were to get the three Reese's. Austin, there are those people. There are people. There's a guy I played with. God bless him. Chris wouldn't take the wrapping off. He would peel a portion of it, just enough for his bite.
He didn't want to get his fingers dirty?
Bruh. I.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? He probably bit the Kit Kat without snapping him in half too, didn't he?
No. Worse than that are the horizontal breakers on the Kit Kat. The people who don't break along the seam.
They did the work for you. And you decided, no, I know what this needs.
You broke it. I literally, oh my goodness, it's my buddy Lester. My buddy Lester. We were watching football and he had, this was Halloween, right? So November 1st, the day after Halloween. And they've got candy. And he had a bag and we were just watching football at a bar. But he had his candy. Reaches in his bag, his backpack, and he pulls out a Kit Kat. And the group of us are watching this. And there's a pretty good game on, right? Like, I think it's like Niners, Cowboys. Like, there's something happening.
But the real game was being played right next to you.
We did it. Listen, when he opened that thing up, we're watching it because he only opened it at the end. He only opened it at the end, which was we were all waiting. Bruh,
what's he about to do?
What are you doing? What are you doing? And then he just looked us dead in the eye and broke it horizontally. And it was uneven and crooked.
Jagged.
And he bit into it with zero guilt. There was no situational awareness. There was no Kit Kat awareness in this dude's life. For him, he broke it horizontally. That game, you could have turned off the TV. You could have turned off the TV because there was almost a fight. Like, people were standing around him. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? So, you Kit Kat people, break along the seam, right? Along the seam.
Kit Kat's better when they come in two or in four?
Four. Four. Two. Two.
One of my favorite sayings is there's nothing fun about fun-sized candy.
It's okay. Two, the difference between two and four are the people who like who love crab legs but don't like crabs.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to work that hard. I'm going to fight these crab legs because I know how to fight them, and it's minimal work. Mm. Getting into the guts of a crab requires some real patience and knowledge, and they don't want to work that hard. I understand. Do you, whatever way you want to do it. And for the record, I am not the mustard in the crab person. And there are people who will tell you yes, and there are people who tell you no. The third, yes, people, no, I am in the middle. Y'all do what you do. Leave me out of this. Reese's, he didn't take the paper all the way off. There are people who bite around the circle. Yes, Austin. Around the circle, and then they have the middle piece that's just, it's like the people who eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches made by mom, yeah. Right? There are people who take the crust off. Mom, I want a PB&J without the crust. There are people who will eat the crust first.
Just like around the perimeter?
Have you ever met people who will eat the pizza that way? They will eat the stuffed crust?
No.
There are people. There are people. We're a land of the free.
Indeed we are.
We are a land of the free. But I listen. There are people like there are a whole Reese's people, the whole Reese's cup. There are half Reese's cup people, but then there are the people. They're the people who just take a bite of a Reese's cup and are good with the bite. And I don't understand them. But I think that's where Reese's Pieces people were born.
Here's one along those same lines. Mr. Mike D, I eat peanut M&Ms like sunflower seeds. Crack open the chocolate, eat the peanut in the middle first, and then eat the chocolate.
Somebody do a wellness check on Mr. Mike D.
Well, it's like that apocryphal story of the grandma has the bowl of peanuts, but you only see the peanut M&M wrapper in the trash.
Now, he also mentioned sunflower seeds. Which is a whole nother cult. It's a whole cult.
And we are baseball guys, and we have one segment left. I feel like we know where we're going in our final segment, DP.
Oh, I think we will take them to school when it comes to sunflower seeds.
That's next on Old School.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we're back one final time. This is Old School, Austin Norman, DP with you. Outside the Box with the Lincoln Stars comes your way next. Weekly Disrupt Takedown Tuesday, all that good stuff ahead. Big thanks to Love Volleyball Nebraska. They start back up again in January. Go to lovb.com for your chance to season tickets. You can become a League One volleyball member for exclusive access and so much more. DP, we're getting to sunflower seeds. I do want to make sure we get to this here from 8324.
Some of these textures are really having a time.
They are. 8324, scared to admit it, but I'll eat the edges off a sandwich, get the worst part out of the way, save the best for last. I'm going to touch on that first part. Scared to admit it. We're all friends here. Okay. We will hold you space. In the safe, level of safe esteem
space.
That you deserve.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your forthcoming, how he's, forthright you were. We appreciate your honesty. That's what this is.
Why Crustables were invented.
Indeed. Shout out on Crustables, man.
Can I tell you how impressed I am at the places Crustables have found themselves, that amongst elite sports teams,
the best of the best,
Crustables are mandatory. And I didn't know that there were several types of, flavors of Crustables.
Oh, yes.
Because I had a wrestler show me that there was the grape Crustable, then there's a strawberry Crustable.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, sir,
there's a whole wheat Uncrustable.
Oh.
They got the options. All right. We need to get into it here, DP, because we're running short on time. Got to get to the stars as well.
Okay.
$38.99.
Uh-huh.
Seed Talk. Mm-hmm. Left cheek full, right cheek, one seed, open and eat. One at a time is the only right answer.
Oh. What Jordan used to say was there are levels to this. There are levels to this. The left cheek. Now the question, salted or unsalted? Because
salted.
It's a thing, mm-hmm. Right?
Preferably, always.
I didn't know that unsalted existed until late in my life.
I mean, I know people have sodium restrictions, but in that case, you got other things to worry about. Right. So,
well, in college, not really a thing.
Right.
But so a full handful, ready for this? A handful in the cheek, two handfuls in each back pocket. Because I don't get in rhythm and then go without. Right? Right.
Okay.
But then there are those one at a time people, right? They'll just go in the pocket and grab one, crack it, spit it out. Mm-hmm. There are those who get one, eat the whole thing. They will chew up seed and shell and all. I just want to say that's a catcher's thing. I just want to say that, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Dick Sandert ate the whole shell. Like, I just wouldn't. Like, catchers who were wrestlers and maybe played center in football.
Sure. Yeah,
middle
linebacker.
Yeah. Same people. Same people.
Okay. Pause real quick. I feel like when you're learning, like if you're an elementary kid, you got to do one at a time. That's
one
fine.
At a time. One at a time.
Learn. Get the techniques. Get the basics.
One at a time.
What we're there for.
One at a time.
And then you get to high school baseball.
Then it becomes complicated.
Come on.
Gets complicated because chewing gum is that. Bubble gum is added to it. And I have to correct that and be correct in saying bubble gum, not chewing gum. Mm-hmm. All right. Because if you break out chewing gum during a baseball game, we will fight. It is bubble gum and nothing else. That's just the way it works. Multiple. Now, the timing is vital. On the bench, you can go willy-nilly. Just go crazy.
Do you?
Go crazy.
You're there.
Go crazy. But in the field, I was a center fielder. So I was the lead communicator. Mm-hmm. So I could never crack when I thought there was action. Mm-hmm. And I had to be able to communicate back, up, side, cut. Cut three, cut two. I had to be able to communicate. Mm-hmm. So shell dispensing was important. And then chewing, because it only takes one. It only takes one time. One time. And every baseball player who got it, one time where you went to yell, Austin, it happens once and never again. Never again. You learn the lesson that, you know what? Spacing is important. Spacing, just like in all of sports, spacing is important. Spacing your seeds is important. I am a member of the full mouthful, crack every single one before eating any one. Mm. I can separate the shellless seed from the shell, mm-hmm. spit out the shell. Get to the next shell, crack it, spit out, until I have nothing
but
seeds left. And then I consume. Mm-hmm. That is when I knew I was ready to be a minor league baseball player. That's when I knew. Andrew Vaughn, mm-hmm. who can one half of his mouth have sunflower seeds and the other half bubble gum, and can blow bubbles with seeds in the other half of his mouth.
Do you know where that man is from?
Please tell me.
Do you remember where he went to college, first of all?
No.
Okay, he went to Cal. He was born, DP, if you had to guess, a man that does that, where do you think in America he would be from?
West Virginia.
That man is from Santa Rosa, California.
What are they doing?
Nothing great.
Yeah, Mr. Mike, save the seeds like a squirrel.
How are the squirrels out here doing, by the way? No, it's getting colder.
Chubbs is really winter coat ready. He is full, fat, and happy. Most of them, we have a Jackie Robinson.
Okay.
We have a black squirrel named Jackie.
Oh, he was climbing the tree before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie's quick. He's quick. he's getting his winter full. He likes to take the peanuts. So he will eat the corn kernels.
Okay.
But then he will take the peanuts and then stash them.
Mm.
He's preparing for the winter. He's the stasher. So there's Chubbs Jr. We have a couple. We have an Elmo who may be the silliest squirrel of all squirrels because he will jump up on the table.
Hello.
And sit with you. He's just going, hey, what are we doing? How are we doing? Appreciate the peanuts, bro. so yeah, it's full thing. We know they got, and the birds, we're at about 60 birds at a time on the 2 feet.
Woo.
About 60. So yeah, the neighbors don't like it.
I did have someone ask me the other day if that bird on that tree out there was real. Not gonna name names, it's got fun.
You know, you
know. And I put that person
Didn't know whether that what that was. I don't know how I got there. I would imagine
it's been there the whole time we've been here.
Yeah.
We're pretty close to it.
Yeah, I part of me wants to put feeders there on that tree. But you have to be able to get to it to feed it.
Yeah.
To fill it every day.
We got steps still, don't we? You can find one.
Yeah, but I don't want to
work. We got people.
Yeah.
We got people.
Yeah.
DP, it's been fun. It's flew by. We got outside the box with the Lincoln Stars head coach Rocky Russo, joined by broadcaster Alex Fern, and then a couple players at 4:30. Your weekly disrupt, Mike Smith, Takedown Tuesday. On and on it goes. For DP, I'm Austin. Appreciate y'all chiming in. Thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 3 Lincoln locations and 1 in Omaha. Back tomorrow, 3 to 6 p.m. Old School. Talk to you soon.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.